Miami Shores Palmetto House, the 80s. A bunch of us, all 30-something, sprawl on torn, overstuffed couches and chairs in the back of the house. The Florida room faces an untended garden. Let's just say that none of us stuck a cedar plant into that yard the year that I lived in the Miami Shores home. The Palmetto House serves as an 80s way station for all of us. Some of us have degrees, and one friend, Sheila, has sent in 50 resumes typed on my IBM Selectric. In fact, she spends more time on the typewriter the summer she stays with us than doing all that much else. Another friend, my ex-husband's sister's sister-in-law, Maggie, is living at the home and is our fearless palmetto killer. Her heavy rubber sandals slap all over the house, and a stadium call of "Got it!" rings out. The usual roommate went up north for the summer. The usual roommate, Pam, was really quite eccentric. I thought she was sweet, and I loved the idea of living in a house home rather than the many apartment homes I lived in the majority of my life. Pam, when she left to go out the door, would slam her bedroom door, and over the months I saw clothes peeking out. After Maggie and Sheila moved in, we opened her door, and out came clothes, casual and formal, and other unidentified objects, sticky and gross, like moldy grapefruit rinds. We threw all into garbage bags so one of them could have her bedroom. It would be Maggie, who swore she saw someone just the other night stare into the back porch windows. We young women, who at the time weren't in significant other relationships and wouldn't have known a significant other from a zipless fuck, reluctantly put "looking for you" ads in the Miami newspaper before the advent of online dating. We did it because Gloria made us do it. She didn't live with us, but made sure on occasion to stop by and lift us out of semi-rapturous and full-on oblivious lethargy. Sitting on that back porch, lathered with green facial masks, rocking in tune to Bob Marley, and filing our nails, listless, Sheila laments that she has no choice but to take the waitress job at Sylvia's. We know one day changes will come. We're not in a rush. Gloria drives up in her VW Bug, regards us in distaste, and says, "How can you waste away this evening?" We give her our fingers, stand up, and go wash off our mud mask. You know that there's a concert in the Grove. You know it's free. "Do we look fresher and younger?" I ask. "You look fine. You look just like the stick in the muds you are, even without your mask." "You mean sticks in the mud," I say. She huffs off. Maggie kills a palmetto with my zapata, and we return to the sounds of crickets.